The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, prayer is the greatest force that humans have to transform the world. I came upon this quote of St. Teresa of Avila this morning. She said, "All good things have been given to me through the prayer of contemplation." And any saint would say the same. And so when God brings someone to the point where they make that prayer of the apostles their own, where they say, "Lord, teach us how to pray," it's the beginning of the most incredible journey anyone will ever encounter, because it's the journey to God. I remember in the mid to late 1990s, after the fall of communism in Eastern Europe, a number of young people were found leaving the world to enter monasteries. They finally, for the first time, had religious freedom. And people were surprised by this. They thought, "Oh my gosh, these young people have freedom. You think they'd go and travel the world?" And they asked one young man who was becoming a Carthusian, one of the most austere of all religious orders. He was 24 years old. They say, "Well, why don't you take some time to travel first? Why would you give your life like this?" And his response was, "A person can travel infinitely further interiorly than they ever could in this world." I was with a Carmelite sister, a cloistered Carmelite nun, at her monastery a few years ago, and she said something to me I'll never forget. She said, "People could never imagine the depths of the human soul. There are rooms they never enter into." And my brothers and sisters, where does prayer start? Christian prayer, which is the most authentic prayer taught to us by the Son of God himself. It begins with acknowledging God as Father. And so the more prayer deepens, the more and more we discover God as Father, and the greater confidence we have in him. And in discovering him as Father, we realize our true identity, that we really are his sons and daughters. We become who we were called to be. Not too long ago, someone came to me in confession, and they said, "Father, I'm unable to pray right now. I've fallen into sin, into mortal sin. I am no longer in Christ." And that came back to me this morning, because of course, we're only sons and daughters in and through Christ. And so when we're outside of Christ, we can't pray as we ought. But in prayer, as soon as we are one with Christ, we enter into his mission. And our Lord said at the Last Supper, he came into this world to glorify God's name, to glorify the name of God the Father. And what's the first petition of the Our Father? "Hallowed be your name. Lord, let me glorify your name in my life." Entire books have been written on the Our Father, and so I just wanted to touch upon it briefly. But let's ask a great grace today. Even if we've sought to be people of prayer for years, there are always greater depths, greater levels that we can enter into. And let us ask our Lord anew, "Teach me how to pray. I want to be a person of prayer."